for last
week? I think we're going over all the same things we would have gone over if we were 6-0. You know, I mean, that it's a process, and you maybe have a little more, I don't know, disappointment in the mix emotionally, but you try to get past that and try to work on all the things you need to do, specifically to try to become, you know, the best team you can be next week and through the rest of the season.
Good. How well-timed was that bye to kind of give your team a chance to regroup after the past few games?
You know, I don't know. It's not something we really dwell on. The bye comes when it's scheduled. And you know, how well-timed is it if you're 6-0, if you're 3-3, if you're 5-1? It's just, it's there. You want to take advantage of it. You know, you want to make the most of it and, you know, come out of it a better team if you can.
Coach, how about Dominique Foxworth? How's he doing? It seems like he's been getting a little bit of heat there, which happens to players when they get sign for some money.
Dominique's a great guy. You know, he's, as you guys know, he's a class act, hard worker, attention to detail guy. He really tries to be a technician as a player, and we're really happy to have him here. And I think he's gonna be a big part of what we do here as we go forward.
Is he pressing at all, you think?
No.
What do you think of the job that Josh McDaniels has done? I mean, you were in this position as a first-year head coach last year. How do you think he's handled kind of the pressure coming from what this offseason was like for him?
Oh, I think he's doing great. You know, obviously, you know, I've kind of known Josh, you know, just as a coaching, you know, colleague. You go against him over the years when he was in New England coming up through the ranks. And I've always heard great things about him. I knew about his dad. I was a college coach in Ohio for a long time, recruiting Ohio, and I didn't have that area up there, but his dad was just such a legendary coach in Ohio and had done such a great job, and just couldn't be more impressed with, I think, the coach's kid kind of a philosophy that you just really had. You can tell he has a really good understanding for building a team, you know, and obviously he's had a great background with Coach Belichick, but he's done a great job of building the team, and when you watch him play, they play with that kind of that Midwestern kind of fierceness that, you know, that we respect here so much. But just, you know, obviously couldn't be doing any better than he is, and it's very, very impressive, and it's a compliment, I think, not just to Josh, but to the entire organization, the personnel side of it, administration side of it, all their coaches, and he's just done a great job.
John, going back to the off season from afar, you know, they made a lot of moves that were outside the box and maybe questioned or criticized. From afar, did you kind of notice how they were rebuilding things here and some of the type of players that they were going after?
Yeah, you know, it's easy to sit here and say now that, you know, hey, I understood what they were doing, but, you know, I think we did understand what they were doing, and a lot of people in football did. They obviously, the quarterback thing, they made a decision there, and Josh knows what kind of a, you know, situation he wanted to have there, and he knew exactly what he was looking for, and he got that done. And then the defensive side, I think, is what is really impressive. I mean, they really went out and brought in a bunch of guys that, you know, had, for whatever reason, they were available, and they've really, I think they really selected carefully for the specific things they could do and bring to the table, and for the kind of people they were. And then they've just done such a great job of molding them together into a defense. They play great team defense, and we have a lot of respect for that here, and it's just very impressive to see.
You know, Trevor, you've been around Trevor now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Trevor Price, how many big years do you think he has left? At this level, how many years do you think he can play this level?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up Trevor. I don't know. I mean, that's something you just never know. As guys get to the end of their career, most guys who really like football, like Trevor does, play as long as they can, as long as they're effective, and probably a little bit more even. You know, they want to. And Trevor's very effective right now. He's been a big asset for us in the pass rush. He can still play the run. He's just a real smart player. He's a real team leader. Congratulations to him. I know he was very, very honored with the honor that he received from the Broncos organization and the Broncos nation. You know, he just it means a lot to him. And I know he's excited to be a part of this game because he's got, you know, a lot of fond memories there. He's a huge part of what we're doing. He's a classy guy, and he's just a great personal friend. But I don't know how long he can play. We'll see. I wouldn't underestimate it, that's for sure.
Would you call it maybe a philosophical shift, the way you guys have opened up the offense with Flacco and the passing game?
Well, you know, I wouldn't, because I think it's a fair question, but you try to expand yourself in every phase as much as you can as a football team to be able to do as many things as you can well. And as our quarterback has grown, you know, he's not a rookie anymore, and our offense has grown, and we've been able to, you know, do some things maybe that we couldn't do quite as well last year. But in this league, I mean, the rules are kind of, you want to run the ball. It's really important to run the ball. And it's really important to stop the run, because if you can't do those two things, then you're going to become one-dimensional. But the opportunity to throw the ball in the NFL is the way the league is set up. And it sure helps if you can take advantage of that. And having a quarterback and some receivers and being able to protect is really at the heart of that.
Now, when did you know, just from a coaching perspective, like a young guy like Joe, when do you know if that guy's going to make it or not as a quarterback?
Well, that's a good question, you know, and I'll bet it's different, you know, with every guy. You know, I'm not a quarterback coach per se, so, you know, some guys might have some real specific theories on that, who, like Josh, who coached quarterbacks. But, you know, for me, you know, my experience with players has been at every position is it doesn't take long to figure out if a guy's a player. And you know pretty early. And, you know, with Joe, really the first day he walked out there, you know, you're always excited to see your draft picks come in, and your first-round quarterback pick, you just can't wait to see how he does. And from the first day on, we knew that he was going to be fine, you know, and it's just a matter of how quickly he's going to grow and all that, and he's still got a long way to go. I mean, he makes, you know, there's so many things that he'd like to do better, and he will do better than he does right now, but I don't think it takes very long to see, and you got to look past stats and look toward, you know, just what you're seeing specifically in your mind's eye that you understand, you know, what it takes to play a certain position.
So you'd have been pretty disappointed if you didn't see that right away then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'd have been, wow, what did we do? You know, did we make a mistake? There have been first-round picks over the years that we've had where they come out to the first day, and it's just like, I don't know if this is what we thought we were going to get. Now, that's not to say that's the final decision. I mean, but there's always a first impression. And I guess what I'm saying is that Joe just made a really good first impression on us, and he really hasn't let up since.
You think eventually some more special teams guys will get a crack at a head coaching?
I hope so. You know, if we can start winning some games around here again, that'd probably help the cause. You know, that's kind of our goal. But I think there's a lot of really, really qualified guys. You know, Mike Prefer right there in Denver just does a fantastic job. And his dad, you know, is a tremendous coach in the NFL and in college for a bunch of years. And, you know, there's a lot of really good coaches coaching a lot of different positions in this league. And special teams is a position where guys are involved with every single player, every single coach, every single roster decision. They really are instrumental in developing the young players on your football team. So, you know, if hopefully we can have some success and make that a more viable option.
Did you ever worry you might have to switch to offense or defense to be a head coach?
Well, yeah. Well, I did switch. You know, the one year we went over to coach the defense with Jim Johnson the last year before getting this job, and I don't know if I don't think that it would have made a difference here, but based on what I've been told. But you never know. But the good thing is it's always good to expand and learn more football. But if you look at most coaches, you know, they've usually coached a lot of different things through their career. But as they get into the NFL, they become a little more specific. So every coach, from a technique standpoint, is pretty specific in the area they coach, and it's just a matter of whether they can kind of transfer their, you know, unique skill set or whatever to being a head coach.
All right, thank
you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the call.